this will be the most controversial series that I've done. I'm even hesitant to do it, but I'm going to do it anyway. I know that the AI is going to try to destroy the world. I know that I know that I know that I know. And it's a multi-dimensional, holographic story, and it's a fractal, it's a type and a shadow and an anti-type. It's so deep, it's going to boggle your mind. If you can follow through with me, it'll probably take three recordings. It's going to boggle your mind if you can get a hold of it. I believe the devil hated the fact that God created man in his image. The devil, just like anti-Flash, hated Flash. He hated Flash because Flash had the gift. Just like the witches and the warlocks hate your spiritual gift that was given to you freely. They had to sell their soul to the devil to get their little gifts, you know. But God, when you believe on Jesus, receive Christ to be saved, you get it. He gives you spiritual gifts. Now, it's going to be controversial, but it applies to everybody. This is not attacking one anyone. This is just showing you the whole truth. It's not even attacking the devil. It's not attacking anybody. It's not attacking nations. It's not attacking men. It's not attacking women. It's not attacking anything. It's just revealing the holographic fractal truth. Here it goes. You ready? So Israel and Judah were backslidden. He referred to the nations as feminine. The Bible says rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft and stubbornness as idolatry, an idol. Every human being has been rebellious. Every human being has been stubborn. Most human beings hate authority at some point in their life, but you wake up and realize authority will save your life eventually. Hopefully you do if you're saved. Authority keeps you in line. It doesn't matter if they're saved or unsaved. God can use the authority. God moves the king's heart, the authority figure. Authority figure. It's a figure. It's a type, a typology. Doesn't matter who it is. It's a type of Christ ruling over the flesh. The flesh mind needs a rule. Eve is a piece cut off from Adam. She's the flesh side of Adam. Have you ever wondered why the Bible says Eve should obey her husband? Because the flesh is under law. The flesh is nothing but sin. Eve dropped us down into time. Time is befallen. It's a cycle. It's a repeat. It's the same old stuff over and over and over and over and over and over and over. How many times do I got to say it before it gets old? That's what you do every day. It's over and repeat and repeat and repeat and repeat over and over and over. So Eve is the follower. She's a piece cut off from Adam. First Adam, then Eve. She's the follower. Just like the human made in the image of God, a person is per the Son. The persons follow after Jesus. Jesus holds everything together. It's by him all things consist. The reason you are able to exist because Jesus holds you together. You're a person per the Son. God's making copies of Jesus. The Lamb slain before the foundation of the world. So the woman, the Bible says, husbands, be not bitter against your wives. Why? The woman represents evening, events, the night. You got the yin and the yang, right? Pretty sure yin is day, yang is night. It might be the opposite. But Eve represents evening. She represents the PM, the PMS, the night, the sine wave, void. So that's why she takes on the man's name. She's void. Unless she gets born again, then nobody. It doesn't matter if you're a male or female. If you're void until you get born again. But the typology in the flesh is she takes on the man's identity. She takes on his name. The witches, They hate men. They hate authority. Why? Because the devil hated authority. Her desire shall be to rule over him. Eve's desire is to rule over him. She's going to use, what tools is Eve going to use to try to rule the man and try to demasculate and turn the man into a copy of her? The law? Fake lawsuits, false accusations, and all that stuff. Because she's under law. That's all she knows. The flesh mind only knows law. The spirit mind understands grace and truth. Now, a saved woman, a born-again woman, she understands grace and truth. An unsaved man, all he knows is law, legalism. It's the Jezebel spirit. Touch not, taste not, handle not. People pleasers. So when you take a donkey and you try to pull it, the donkey was made for man, right? The animals were made to help mankind. The woman was made for the man, not the man for the woman. And I know the next verse, nevertheless, I understand in the spirit you're one in Christ, but in the natural. So the most spirit-filled believers, if it's a man or a woman, the most spirit-filled believers, as soon as they get married, everything changes. Why? Because you leave the spirit realm. 1 Corinthians 7 tells you, and you got to try to please your wife. You got to try to please your husband, which is impossible in the natural. It's just a battle. As soon as you get married, you tie in down here. People always wondered. I've heard them my whole life. Why is it things change after you get married? Because you tied down into the natural. You're tied down to the kingdom below. The natural realm is trouble. Man born of woman is trouble, full of trouble as the sparks fly upward. Man born of woman is full of trouble as the sparks fly upward. It says, man born of woman is full of trouble. Eve has many sorrows. She hangs under the curse still. Pain and childbearing. Her husband shall rule over her. Why? Because of her sin. It's a fractal. Genesis 3 is repeating right now. You see the gospel in Genesis 3. You see the fall in Genesis 3. You see time in Genesis 3. You see the devil in Genesis 3. You see witchcraft in Genesis 3. Rebellion is as witchcraft. Your children rebel from the parents, right? Your employees rebel. Your citizens rebel. Your wife rebels. Why do we rebel? Why does the human rebel against God? Because we don't really know what we were created for at times. We forget we were created for God. That donkey was created for man to help man. But that donkey, they call it a ASS for a reason. The man chases after the tail. The tail follows the man. The man chases some ASS, right? Represents the female. She follows man. That's why women like stories, because a story is a tale, T-A-L-E, but it's also phonics, T-A-I-L. So the donkey is called an ASS because why? It's rebellious. Israel was a backsliding heifer. Judah was a backsliding heifer. Your rebellion is backsliding. I don't care if it's a man or a woman. If you're rebellious against God and His program and why He created you, you're a backslidden heifer. This is video 1 of 3. I'll have to say it before it sinks in. I'll have to say it 2 or 3 different ways. But some of you might can get it. Most people probably can't get it. They're probably mad. What are you saying? I'm saying Amber Heard, she needs Johnny Depp, but she hates Johnny Depp. She needs a man, but she hates men. The devil needed God, but hated God. Man needs God, but hates God. Till he gets saved, till she gets born again.